855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. You get to control the content. So the stuff you see on the site as you scroll down the main page, all of it submitted by listeners like you. So when you see something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with us and the rest of the listeners to the show, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes. And once it reaches that vote number, it will then be promoted to the front page of the website where more people, including us, are likely to see it. So go to freetalklive.com. And get interactive as we go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Still to come, by the way, the story about the e-cigarettes. Plus, Mark, you had a story about a T-shirt upsetting some passengers on an airline. We'll talk about that. I think we teased it last night, never got to it. Anyway, the toll-free number again, 855-453. Let's go to Blaine. He's listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Blaine.
Hey, I'm going to switch you from one type of prohibition to another. I read a story out of Salem, Oregon today. And Oregon has proposed a bill that would make cigarettes a Class 3 controlled substance.
Oh, my. Really?
And it would be, it looks like you'd have to have a prescription from a doctor. And if you violate either by possession or distribution without a prescription, up to a year in jail or almost a $7,000 fine.
Doesn't having to have a doctor's prescription suggest that governments have a medicinal purpose?
The cigarettes.
The medicine?
The cigarettes?
Yeah. I can't imagine that they have any kind of medicinal purpose. Although they, at one time in their history, they were prescribed for all kinds of ailments.
Mm.
Tobacco was.
Well, it is a proposed piece of legislation, which is why I didn't put that in my show prep for tonight. I saw that headline on the Drudge Report, but I didn't look at it because it did say it was proposed. And usually it's not worth talking too much about proposed
legislation. There's so much actual legislation that goes through that's tyrannical that the proposed, that if we went through the proposed stuff, that we'd have to do, you know, 24 hours a day worth of Free Talk Live to talk about it all.
Yeah, and a lot of the times the most ridiculous proposed legislation doesn't end up going through. Sometimes they do, but
I think it's just that canary in the coal mine, though. They're kind of testing the water.
Right.
They're pushing the boundaries.
I think you're
all
right
the
about
time
that.
Pushing the boundaries.
Blaine, anything else you want to share on that?
Well, like I understand it's just proposed and everything, but, you know, I missed out on when that Kansas decided to ban cigarettes in all public places and within 10 feet of any public doorway. So, you know, sometimes they'll creep up on people and the smokers never stand up for themselves.
It's true. Well, most people don't stand up for themselves, you know?
Absolutely.
Most people just do what they're told and go along to get along, and that's why we're here, where we are.
If I was to expect any group to stand up for themselves, I would think it would be the gun people, and they've obviously rolled over for government.
Time and time again. Now they're acting like they won't roll over, but, you know, they will. Give them time.
All right, well,
hey, thanks for the call, Blaine. I appreciate it. I like what Bad Quaker said. I heard him talking on his podcast on LRN.FM recently about how there's always this kind of play that goes on the national stage and to some extent at state level as well, where the Democrats have proposed this new gun regulation, and there's news today about, I think, was it Pelosi or one of those Democrat ladies proposing some kind of very restrictive national gun legislation. A new assault weapons ban. And, of course, the conservatives get all whipped up about it. And the Republicans will, you know, they'll make statements about, we're digging our heels in. We're not going to give on this. This is freedom, damn it. This is liberty, guns. And Republicans get political points out of this. And ultimately, it does come down to some sort of a vote where they're voting on legislation where the Republicans have compromised to some extent. You know, just because that's what happens in politics. The people, you know, push something to an extreme and the other side compromises. And ultimately, freedom loses. But that'll give the Republicans political points because we held the line, freedom, guns. Even though they didn't hold the line, they gave in. To some extent.
It also is a great fundraising opportunity for some of the larger gun associations.
The NRA, sure.
And, you know, that, well, oh my goodness, they're coming for the guns. Let's dump some money into, you know, whatever the larger gun associations are in order for them to help protect our freedoms in this particular area. So one might wonder if one was one of these larger gun associations exactly. You know, where does one's loyalty lie in this circumstance?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wonder how much money you know, interest in the American economy goes into, you know, people trying to support candidates or politicians who are going to, you know, keep their freedom for them. You know, they shouldn't have to be worried about this kind of freedom being taken away from them in the first place. And how much money is basically being wasted on trying to keep that from happening? You know, people should be able to spend their money on other things. Give to charity, spend it on, you know, their kids' college funds or whatever, not spending it trying to protect their freedom.
Well, but the funny thing is they're actually spending their money to fight against their freedom and fight for it at the same time. Because the money that the these legislators are using to try to take away your gun rights or whatever rights we're talking about.
They took it from you in taxes.
You fill in the right. They took it from you through taxes, and then you have to go fight your own money with more of your money in order to get the right back. I mean, and this is what we call the social contract. This is what somewhere along the line you supposedly agreed to. I mean, when did I agree to this really stupid arrangement where I would fight myself for my own money? I mean, if you people, I mean, this social contract stinks. It's awful. If, at the very least, if anybody would have written these stinking constitutions, you would have written them so that everybody agrees. I mean, what kind of law out there is so good that you can't get all the legislators in your legislative body to vote on it? For God's sake, I mean, I think you could probably get every legislator in the state of New York to vote for, you know, against murder. Or something
for
like
a
that.
Murder law,
But the rest of this stuff, it all goes through 50-50. It's garbage. And then when the Supreme Court votes on it, they vote 5-4 to support it. I mean, this is...
Nothing like being sure of yourself.
This is the beacon of liberty on the hill that's going to last for 1,000 generations?
I think it's time's almost up. Let's go to Marco, listening in Germany, and he's connected via Skype. Hey, Marco. Marco, going once.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the
Hello,
air.
Hello, Ali. Hello, Ian. Hello,
Hi.
Mark.
Hey, you sound great for being all the way over in Germany. And this is another good point about Skype, right? You can connect to us internationally without having to worry about international long distance. You have to fool around with any of that. And it sounds pretty good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Exactly. It's free of charge. Yes. And I think I have a relatively good microphone from Sennheiser. So.
Sounds great.
Yeah, well, as far as it comes from microphones, we only believe in German products.
Right. Yeah, I have a specific topic, but first of all, I would like to give a comment to the buzz about, you know, gun ownership in the United States. There are a lot of people in the United States that think, you know, they are coming for our guns and then there will be tyranny. But I have to say, well, you know, guns are just tools, so a gun is not defending you against tyranny on its own.
Right.
You have to be willing to use it. But
well, I don't think that's the
No. I'm not advocating for using violence against the state. I think that's the worst idea of all. But the point I have is, if you are willing, if you would be willing to use violence to defend yourself against, you know, this government criminals, well, you would also be willing to use peaceful means to defend yourself against the government criminals, because there is a huge range of types of activity you could do. You know, you could stop paying taxes, for example.
That would be a good one.
That's what the founding fathers did before they ever picked up weapons.
Yes, that way you're not actually fighting yourself with your own money, as Mark had suggested.
Well, and I think that's the most important thing. But you could also use civil disobedience on certain other things, like well, we had this census going on here in Europe, and I refused to cooperate and to in this census, and I don't give my personal informations.
I fully support that. I know you were calling for a different reason, so stand by, Marco. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. I totally agree. Civil disobedience, non-cooperation, withdrawing consent, not paying taxes. These are all options, but how many people even consider them?
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about gun rights and the solution to the problem of the ever-encroaching state? Because it seems like some people are actually willing to look at solutions now, so that's a good thing. We're certainly happy to talk about them with you. 855-450-FREE, again, the toll-free number. Also, you can reach us on Skype at lrn.fm. Just had our first issue with Skype here a moment ago, and that was someone was calling in at the same time as we had Marco on the line, and Skype, it's not a multi-line service, so it says if I answer the call, it'll put the other person on hold, which I don't want to do. I would want to put the new caller on hold, not the other person on hold.
I think you've got to try this out and see how it works.
I think I will have to try it out at some point. But I didn't want to do it to the guy that was on the line at that time. So we're still learning with this whole Skype thing, but it seems to be working pretty well. It sounds really good, sounds really clean, and even allows us to take international calls even easier than before. So
I've got a guy from Germany.
That's right, and he's still with us. We're going to go back to him in a moment. But first, Mark, tell me about Freedom's Phoenix.
Well, Freedom's Phoenix is a website. It's a website where the news aggregation thing, and a lot of liberty stories go through there. Stories that are on the economy or technology, communications, the rise of the police state, all kinds of different facets. I really like the sciencey stories that go through, but I get it delivered, and actually comes their daily dispatch. Somehow or another, I ended up on a bi-daily dispatch. Or is it semi-daily? I get it twice. Twice. Yeah, so that's
bi-weekly can mean twice a week or once every 2 weeks. It's a terrible word.
Let's call it semi-daily.
Okay.
Semi-daily email that I get. Maybe if you sign up for their daily dispatch, you'll only get a daily. Somehow or another, I ended up on two. But you can go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, let's go back to Marco. He's in Germany. And I wonder what it would have cost to call from Germany. Because he's been on hold now the entire time, not the entire time, but for about 40 minutes, so including the time that he was on hold while we were taking other calls, through the time when we were speaking with him, to now. That can't be a very cheap call if you're making an international call, but on Skype it costs you zero, except for the amount of time that it took. Marco, welcome back. What else was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, the other topic I had on mind was immigration to the United States and specifically to New Hampshire, because I'm a participant of the Free State Project.
Excellent.
And
I'd like to point out real quick before you go any further, Marco. I think that this is important for our international listeners. They probably have this question about the Free State Project. All along, is there is no requirement to sign up for the Free State Project to have some kind of immigration papers in hand or anything like that. It's a statement of intent. If you intend to attempt to move to New Hampshire, you're eligible to sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. I would say the first step of coming to New Hampshire is signing up for the Free State Project, not getting your immigration papers in order or anything
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
So what about it, Marco?
So, I have a question concerning the job market. I think it's relatively easy to travel to the United States with a tourist visa, but the tourist visa will expire after some time. So, but if you can find someone who is willing to hire you, you can stay as an employee. So.
Yep.
I would like to ask you, so what's the job market in New Hampshire? Is it, if you're willing, like me, to, take any job that's out there?
If you're willing to take any job, there's work here.
Absolutely.
For you.
I don't think you'll look for more than a week.
If you're spending a full time amount of time looking for work, you're going to find work in probably a week.
I was just talking. There's somebody in the studio right now that I was just talking to him, and he said, "Hey, you know somebody I can hire." Now he's not looking to hire somebody who's going to slough off in a couple of months or something like that. This is hard work.
It's a bread delivery job. You got to get up at 3 in the morning and you're hitting the road for 12 hours a day.
Even if you have a tourist visa, you can still go back to Germany, set foot in Germany and then come back, right?
I don't know how all that works.
I'm not giving immigration advice on Free Talk Live, but you can get a job if you want it.
But yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be important. I mean, unless you're independently wealthy, in which case then you probably would have a better time getting through immigration anyway, because, you know, if you've got a bunch of money.
Buy a business or something.
Yeah. So I think that you should take a look at some of the resources that are out there. The Free State Project has a jobs page. You can go to freestateproject.org. There's, I think, a forum there where there's a sub-forum for jobs. Sometimes some stuff is posted over at forum.shiresociety.com, which is another forum that might be of use. And obviously there are job websites galore. And so there's work here. New Hampshire is the lowest unemployment in the Northeast. It's also the best economy in the Northeast as well. So if you're planning a move to New England, then New Hampshire is probably the best destination for you. If you're just looking on a job front, obviously we only want people that love liberty to make the move here. And I hope that answers your question.
Want people who love liberty and are willing to work.
Yeah, no doubt, because being a freeloader is not going to help anything. Thanks, Marco, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. And we'll go to Jared listening in Michigan on the AMP lines. Hey, Jared.
Hey, I wanted to comment about what Mark said about the pre-teens. They didn't want to, change laws regarding drugs because of their paycheck and their pensions. But before I get to that, I just wanted to comment on the topic that I've been listening to since I've been on, hold. New York, see, the problem is New York's already had a third party. They had the Conservative Party, and I haven't heard anything out of them in probably 15 years. But you have to keep in mind, New York has had a license to even own a pistol for 101 years. It's one of the oldest gun laws in the country. Hmm. Yeah, it's even older than England's laws. And so there's no one alive in the state today who remembers when they had the freedom to own a pistol without getting a permission slip. And so they've let this happen to themselves. That's part of the problem. And
absolutely.
The only thing currently that's going to change it currently is if a federal court strikes it down, which the odds are favorable to that, but it's still rolling the dice. But
sure.
I mean, you know, their rally sounds cool and all that, but if they really think that they're going to get the governor to change his mind and sign a bill to repeal it, they're kidding themselves. And also, too, they've been ignorant to the fact that New York has been the only state, and they currently are, where you cannot move into the state and bring your pistol. If you're ever bored and you want to read how difficult it is, just go to Google and type in 400.00, and you can read their whole section of law about how to possess a pistol in your own home. You have to go to court. You have to have a judge approve it. The sheriff come to your house and talk to you. You need four references. Ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, they let this happen to themselves, and they've been asleep at the wheel over there for a long time.
Yep.
So now that they're suddenly shocked, like it was a relatively free state regarding guns in the past, maybe that all stopped around 1910. So they got another thing coming. But I wish them luck, and I hope it does change. The second point was regarding Mark's comment about police officers and police unions. Mark, you're absolutely right about that.
Why don't you reiterate
the point
for the callers or listeners?
I hope you just said okay and not something else.
Hang on
a second. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, we're on Skype as LRN.FM. Find us there, too. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Immigration, guns, the rise of tyranny, what one can do about it. These are all the topics we have been discussing just within moments on Free Talk Live. You can also bring up anything you'd like. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
You can visit Allie online over at AllieHavens.com, and our website is freetalklive.com, where we have a number of features that we provide to you, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. We've got a whole bunch of them, and they're all free, and they go back for years on freetalklive.com. Right at the top of the page, you can get access to the last 7 days' worth, and then you click into the archive section. That'll take you back for years' worth of the show. Plus, you can also find us on SoundCloud at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That gives you access to all those years' worth of Free Talk Live. In addition to that, you'll also get access to the Edgington Post archives, which is, Mark, that's your show that you do. That's right. It's a podcast-only show. It does not air on the radio waves. And it is an interview series, and that's one of the things that we provide to you on our SoundCloud channel. And you can, again, go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page. You'll find the SoundCloud link there under Listen and Share.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you've been hearing about Bitcoins. Bitcoins have been appearing in Forbes magazine, on Fox News, all kinds of news outlets around the world. They're beginning to get the picture that this new online peer-to-peer open source currency might actually get some legs. If you've got your own website, you probably have so many things to deal with that you just think, I don't need to accept Bitcoins. It's too much work. Well, let me tell you about BitPay. BitPay will make it easy for you to accept Bitcoins. And the reason you want to do it is because, unlike credit cards, Bitcoins have no problems with counterfeit or chargebacks or fraud or any of that stuff. So already that's an advantage. Secondarily, the percentage to convert Bitcoins into cash with BitPay is lower than what you're going to pay on credit cards. And BitPay.com is going to do it automatically for you and put it right into your account. Now, I don't know what kind of time period you have to wait between a purchase and actually getting access to your money from the credit card company. I know back in the day it used to be, you know, a full month or something like that, but it's probably less than that. But BitPay.com, it does it immediately. So if you've got a business, go find out about BitPay.com.
All right, so 855, 450 free. We go back to Jared in Michigan on the AMP lines. And Jared, you, I think, had shifted into a different topic, but I just barely had a chance to get started on that. So go ahead.
Yes, and when you said to stand by, the four-letter word I used was sure,
okay.
Not the other one to answer your question. The other question, I mean, the other topic was Mark mentioned about the drug war, and the reason state unions won't ever budge on it is because of paychecks and pensions. And I was calling to say that's absolutely true. You know, looking at it from my inside point of view, I've seen a lot of local police departments who they're willing to jump at any task force or anything else that involves drugs or asset forfeiture, things like where, let's say, in theory, if there was a task force to track down missing children that went interstate or something like that, there'd be less of an incentive to go along with that because there's no money in it. And it's just a sad state of reality.
But the drug war, there's huge money for local police, law enforcement agencies.
Huge money. Where do you think all these toys come from? They come from grants from the federal government, mm-hmm. or, you know, generally they split seizures, and, you know, so they get to build up a war chest. But, you know, it goes into a deeper thing. I've kind of come to realize that a lot of government workers, a lot of them view it as not that you won the lottery of life, but to a certain extent you did. It's like, as long as I have this, I'm always going to be taken care of, and anything that threatens that, your mind is going to shut off any logic,
sure.
And you're just going to be like, no, that's not right. And it's very frustrating. You know, I mean, even for someone like me who works inside of the system, I still lean towards liberty, and it's harder because when you look around, a lot of coworkers, that's a very foreign thing to them. Sure, a lot of get it on guns or whatever, but that's about as far as it goes. They don't tend to look into it. They're not willing to look into it deeper and see if maybe some of the things that they valued or thought was right maybe may not turn out to be entirely true.
I think that the government jobs do attract people who are looking for something secure. I know mm-hmm. that a lot of people go into fields where in the private market there's not a lot of work, so they'll have classes devoted to just getting a government job in that field. I know
sweet,
my sister,
sweet benefits.
She went into school for wildlife science, and I guess, you know, a lot of people in that field want to work for the government and, you know, find new species to call endangered.
Not to say that there wouldn't.
I would agree with you.
Thank you, by the way, Jared. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight here at 855 450 free. Not to say that there wouldn't be a call for wildlife scientists in the
right.
marketplace. It's just that probably the government has a lot of grant money that they give out for things like that. Otherwise, that grant money could come from a college or maybe, you know, Busch Gardens or some other, you know, organization that would have an interest in furthering research like that.
Right. Like, what are you supposed to do? Because I think a lot of government jobs crowd out jobs that might exist in a private market
right.
in that field. So what are you supposed to do when that's your passion, but really the only chance you have at getting a job is with the government, even if you're opposed to government?
Let's continue with your calls, your thoughts. Eddie in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eddie.
Mark, Ian, Allie, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind?
I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I'm not listening to the show other than what I've heard on the phone. I'm a podcast listener, so I'm going off of the Facebook post for
no problem.
Civil disobedience and such. I've got an interesting story. I did about a week and a half ago. I'm not sure if it applies or not to what you're talking about. I kind of specialize in a type of programming for cars,
right.
Things like racing, stuff like that.
So you make it, like, they have different kind of chips that go in cars, some that will make them run, run with better gas mileage, others that will make the car faster, and all they have to do is change out the chip. Is that what you do?
Well, that's the old school way of doing it. Since 96, they changed them, and you actually hit just about every one of them, you do it in the car.
Okay.
And it's a non-removable chip. But yeah, same thing.
Okay.
One of the things I do is I get rid of the speed limiters. And I'm probably the only guy for at least a two-hour drive that even does it around here. It's not rare that people do it, but it's not something that's real common.
Mm-hmm.
And I was approached by the local sheriff because I'm known around here for doing it and other mechanical and technical stuff, and to see if I could do it on their newest truck. And I turned them down, telling them that I didn't believe that their limiters are set at 98 miles an hour on the Chevy pickup truck.
And they wanted you to unlimit the truck.
Yeah, they had just gotten a brand new truck and wanted me to come down and take the limiter off it for them. Mm. And I just pretty much refused. I said, look, y'all guys, 98 miles an hour is plenty fast enough. I don't believe in high-speed chases, and because of that ethic or moral or whatever you want to call it, I just didn't feel comfortable doing it.
So you'll take the limit off of other people's cars, but not the police to chase down people? Okay.
I think it's heroic.
I bet they didn't like that much.
I've not heard nothing over it. It was actually a customer who I've done one of his off-road trucks.
Mm-hmm.
He works with them, and I know him too. They could have came directly to me, but he just texted me offhand as a buddy saying, hey, they got a new truck. They want to know if you'll program it out. And I just said, no, I don't really feel that comfortable with it.
So you didn't get pulled over after you left work that night or anything suspicious like that?
No. And it's, I'm
that's
not
good.
A small town. I mean, there's about 10,000 people or so here. And I know most of the cops. The dispatcher for the sheriff's department is my wife's best friend. One of the deputy's kids stayed over my house with my kid a couple weeks ago. So it's not like I don't know the people, and I don't really expect any backlash from it. But it's y'all guys have actually made me kind of take a turnaround. About a year ago, I was actually considering taking a job as a city police officer.
Hmm.
So I've got an emergency background and different stuff, and my hobby just kind of took me towards the programming and other automotive stuff. But
yeah, this is the problem with doing a show like ours is I want liberty-oriented people in the police force. I do want it. But it's, to some extent, the ideas of liberty are at odds with the ideas of law enforcement.
At least as law enforcement currently stands,
exists.
Until they change into a peace officer group again, which maybe it's possible. Hey, Eddie, thanks for the story. Good for you for standing up for your belief system, and I appreciate your call tonight. 855 450 free. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And still to come here tonight, an offensive T-shirt on an airline. Mark has that story. Plus, the FDA with a ruling about electronic cigarettes. Probably not good news. 855-450-FREE, again, the toll-free number. We're also available on Skype, lrn.fm. People have been asking for Skype for a long time, and the first reason why it didn't happen was a hardware issue, and the second reason why it didn't happen was just pure apathy on my part. We've got a lot going on here. Just in case it's not clear, we're not just talent that comes into the studio. We actually are running things here as well. So not only do we talk into the microphones, but we're hooting out, tweeting and Facebooking during the breaks, and then I'm here answering calls and doing all manner of different things.
Yeah, it's so. Whenever we add something new for ourselves to do, it's a real commitment emotionally, right? Because it's not like there's really anybody else doing anything on Free Talk Live but Ian and Mark.
Have the producer handle it. There is no producer.
Right. We can't just pile a bunch of stuff up on some guy.
I've been busy with the webcam viewers trying to entertain them this whole time.
Thank you for that, Allie.
It's not fair to ask somebody like Allie, who comes in, volunteers her time to be on the show, to get busy doing our jobs for us. Allie doesn't make a living doing Free Talk Live.
And we barely make a living.
Right. Well, no, we do fine.
All right.
I would like to do better, but certainly fine.
We're not starving, but we're not exactly filthy.
Rolling in it. Yeah. Are you insulting my 2005 element with dents in the hood? Is that what you're doing?
Is that a 2005? Okay,
that's what it is.
Yeah, I've got a 2005 police cruiser.
You bought that crap boat on your own, you decided that it would be a fun thing to troll the cops with.
Yeah.
You deserve whatever you get.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. We will be able to talk to you there. In fact, that's what we're going to do now. And I think tonight is the biggest Skype night that we've had thus far. We've had, what, three contacts on Skype thus far tonight, which is the most we've had.
Used to it.
So could you have two callers of opposing views on Skype at the same time?
In theory, no. No, we couldn't. Skype is restricted to one call at a time. We did test out the holding option to where if you were to call in while we bring Ty on the line here, we can put you on hold somehow, but still experimenting with that. But if you're on hold on Skype, you don't get to listen to the show that way, so that's kind of tricky. It's really, Skype's really a one call at a time kind of system. But it's there, and when you're on it, it sounds great. So Ty's with us listening, and, well, it sounds great most of the time. As long as you've got a good microphone and a good internet connection. Ty, in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, folks. Hey. I want to kind of respond a little bit to something I heard from the caller from New York talking about the more draconian gun laws.
Yes.
One of the things that struck a chord with me was he was talking about the Constitution, and he sounded like a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about what I see as mess surrounding the holiness of the U.S. Constitution.
Surrounding the holiness? You cut for myths. One moment there. The myths?
Myths.
Okay.
Myths.
Yeah, I would say that there's a certain contingent out there, and maybe I was part of this at one point. I
would have been. Yeah.
That would have said that, first God wrote the King James Bible, and then he wrote the Constitution. And, it's just shy of that. Obviously, I wasn't a big fan of the King James Bible at that point. But, a lot of people believe that.
Right, and I don't want to sound condescending because I know where they're coming from because I used to be one. But since I used to be one, I also know that the thing most of them really like about the Constitution is not the body of the Constitution itself, but the Bill of Rights.
Uh-huh.
And I want to offer a few points for constitutionalists, self-proclaimed constitutionalists, to consider.
Okay.
First of all, the Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments, and the operative root word is amendment, or the operative root word in amendment is mend. It means to fix or repair,
right.
Which means that the people who actually voted whether or not to adopt the Constitution realized it was flawed at the onset and needed to be fixed.
Yeah, I went back and tried to read the Constitution kind of recently, and I wasn't even that impressed with it. I didn't think it was some glorious, depiction of what human liberty is about. I thought that there are certain parts that sounded, that everyone's familiar with, freedom of speech, that sounds nice. But I didn't think that it was really that great, and I used to be really big into the Constitution.
Well, yeah, I mean, how about, obviously it's not freedom-oriented, how about them referring to black people basically as three-fifths of a human being?
Well, the fact is that Native people were considered nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing that's important to understand concerning the Bill of Rights is that it is not the source of the rights.
Yes.
Nor is it truly a protector of those rights. The right to assembly, the right to criticize public policy and public officials, the right to worship your favorite mythological sky daddy, all of those existed before the First Amendment.
Great
point. The right to protect yourself existed before the Second Amendment.
Yeah, the rights in the Constitution were laid out with the intention that the government was supposed to respect those, and they had already existed, they were acknowledging that. But you're right, Ty, a lot of people who are big constitutional folks believe that the Constitution granted those rights, as though a group of men sitting in a room somewhere could somehow, deign rights to you, and it's ridiculous.
And the final point is, this is something that has been mentioned on Free Talk Live in the recent past. When a government with the power of the U.S. federal government comes after the guns in your home, it's too late. Your right to protect yourself at that time, as you see fit, has been violated. And there's nothing you can do short of getting killed.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Ty. I appreciate hearing from you via Skype. And you can connect to us on Skype at lrn.fm. 855-453 is also our toll-free number. Yeah, I think he's spot on.
Your three-fifths of a person, black person comment about the Constitution, that was referring to slaves, right?
Was it referring to slaves?
I believe so.
Probably did, but we all know what most of the slaves were back then.
What?
They were mostly black.
They were mostly black.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant by that.
Yeah. What did you think I meant?
I had no idea. I was like, is he about to say something really racist?
No. So let's continue. Jack is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hi. I don't know if you guys have talked about this lately, but I've heard you mentioning it on and off over the past few days, the run-up on Bitcoin that's been going on.
Yeah, Mark told me about this when he came in tonight. Yeah, it's been all over the place,
right?
It's been
a wild little roller coaster over the last few days.
Oh, yeah. And so I've been buying a few here and there and, kind of complimenting my small, much too small silver stash. But the thing is, so on the one hand, and I remember Mark a few days ago was actually, he briefly sort of commented on it and how this looks like a real solid kind of uptrend, and I read another article that said the same thing, people are talking about it, there's a big buzz, and it looks like it's supported, this is an article I read, I forgot where, but supported by fundamentals, and there's a lot of good stuff going on, and so you think, well, maybe this is the real thing, and unlike the Silk Road bubble from a year or two back, this might have some legs to it. On the other hand, I read an article in Ars Technica just the other day that they somehow, a couple of math geeks got their hands on the blockchain and they analyzed it. They just kind of went through all the transactions and they deduced that approximately 78% of all Bitcoins are hiding under a quote unquote digital mattress. They're just not going anywhere.
That's
people
not just new.
Sitting on them.
That's not new.
Yeah, but their interpretation was that, let's just say, and this is one way of looking at it, let's just say that the dollar does some big crashy, and all of a sudden these bitcoins start going into circulation, they will start to inflate like crazy, and the floor will fall out from under their price. So once, basically, for whatever reason, if those bitcoins start moving in circulation, the price will, it'll just fall out from under.
Interesting.
Okay, so that ignores something, is that currently bitcoins aren't being used to buy much. I mean, what's going to make Bitcoin go up is demand for them, and people aren't demanding them very much except for, at this point, you're right, commodities. People are buying and selling and trading bitcoins as a commodity, and this is the truth. Bring him back because I think this is very important.
Because he brings up what sounds like a really good objection, and I'm interested to hear what you have to say, Mark.
Yeah, I absolutely, and I believe that
will more
Bitcoin, I thought about this, and I believe that I know what the truth is.
Will more Bitcoin activity, more people using the bitcoins they're sitting on now, drive the price of the Bitcoin down? You're saying it won't, Mark, and we'll find out why here in moments. 855-453, more with Jack. It's Free Talk Live. Your calls, too.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.